transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
We live in a world of laws. We live in a society that our understanding is that as long as we follow the rules, everything's going to be okay. And there is this constant dialogue going on about the rules. Well, the same thing holds true in the church. We have a series of rules, and the rules have been going on for many centuries. But like in this morning's gospel, many of us do not fully understand, nor do we appreciate the purpose of the rules that we have. Think of this morning's gospel. Christ did a wonderful blessing for this woman. She had been bent over. She couldn't even straighten herself up. She had been sick for 18 years. A great illness, a great sickness, a physical sickness, and we know, according to the gospel, also a spiritual sickness. But it's more than that. Here he reaches out, he heals the woman, and immediately those who think they know better start to correct him, start to correct her. There are 6 days to be healed. Do that on those 6 days. You shouldn't be healed on the Sabbath. Because in the ancient times, in the Old Testament, the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, the Sabbath day was a day that all work was forbidden. It has to the point where they would cook the day before, they would, everything they would do, so that all they would have to do was they would wake up and they would spend their day in prayer. But they had lost focus. Even though they were willing to take care of their animals on the Sabbath day, they didn't consider it work. They didn't consider it breaking the rules to go show a little compassion on a donkey. But unfortunately, they thought it was a violation of the rules to show compassion on this woman who had been sick for 18 years. And I'm sorry to say that in my 23 years of ministry, I have met many Greek Orthodox Christians who behave the same way. We look at the rules of the church, how many days we should be fasting, how many metanias we should be doing, how many times we should come and do our prostrations in front of the church, how many days did we fast before receiving Holy Communion, did we eat meat here, did we do this, did we do that, and we're constantly evaluating other people. I hear this all the time. I don't go to church, Father, because I know how they really live. And I see them go up for Holy Communion. Po, 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 po. You know, we laugh, but that's exactly what took place in the gospel this morning. Because we have lost sight of the purpose of the rules. As I wrote in the bulletin for you today, the purpose of the Sabbath was not just so the Jewish people could get a rest. But when the Jewish people rested, their animals rested. And so by following the rule of the Sabbath, not only were the Jewish people able to go and worship God, but their animals who provided for them, the animals that worked hard for them, were also able to get a day of rest. And we all know that we work better if we get some rest. And so, as I called it in the Sunday bulletin, the unhidden benefit, the unknown benefit of the Sabbath. is that the animals would get their rest. Well, most of us don't have work animals anymore. And none of us have slaves anymore, as they did in the ancient days. But still, when we take it upon ourselves to live according to the commandments of God and we show some compassion on other people, we give them the opportunity to rest. Our nation used to have what's called blue laws. There were many businesses that were not allowed to open on a Sunday because it was the day that everyone, presuming that we were all Christians at the time, everyone was going to be in church on Sundays. And these so-called blue laws, little by little throughout the country, have been eaten away. In fact, now there are big political movements to eliminate all barriers. Because for some reason, we seem to think that a 24-hour society is better. Well, a couple of months ago when the hurricane hit South Carolina, we were 5 days without electricity in our neighborhood. And I came to really appreciate that time of rest. Because when the sun goes down and you don't have electricity, that's it. You're done for the day. You can't flip on your computer, you can't turn on a lamp, you can't continue anything. And it really brought me to a new appreciation for, as we say, the olden days, when we were not a 24-hour society. We didn't mind that there were no bars open on Sundays. We didn't mind that you couldn't buy a car on a Sunday. Because we knew that it was good for us to be in church. These rules we have for the church. Now, I'm going to step away from these blue laws for a moment. We have rules in our church. Our church asks us to fast. Our church asks us to take holy confession on a regular basis. Our church asks us to bless our homes every year at Epiphany. All of these things, my brothers and sisters, is not simply a list of rules to follow. But they have a benefit for us. When we allow the rules of the church to come into our lives and we become like a tea bag, allowing everything to kind of commingle and the life of the church becomes our own life, just as in the Old Testament, we receive that hidden benefit. When we fast, we're in a fasting period now for Christmas. The church is asking us as part of our Christmas preparations to fast. And here is a perfect example of how allowing the rules of the church to govern our life, how we receive a blessing. How many of you dread the Christmas season because of all of the preparations and the shopping and the decorating and the wrapping of presents and the cooking and the this and the that and the this holiday party and the tree party and the this party and the that party? We get to Christmas, we're exhausted. But if we allow the rules of the church to govern our life, and we spend these 40 days in prayer and fasting, and allow the Christmas celebration to come beginning at Christmas instead of finishing at Christmas, then we're going to enter this wonderful season of the church with new eyes. Refreshed, at ease, and as the woman in this morning's gospel, healed. Because whether we like to admit it or not, we all have the condition of this woman. We are all, at one level or another, staring down at our worldly facerias, our worldly commotions. Whether we like to admit it or not, we all go through our daily life staring down at the ground, wondering how we're going to get everything done. And even though we could look up to heaven, we rarely do. because we're weighed down by all of the commotions in life, just like this woman was bent over and weighed down. And all Christ had to do was reach out to her, and he says, "Woman, your sins are forgiven." And she stood up straight and began praising God. We, my brothers and sisters, do not have to remain bent over. We don't have to follow what the society tells us is important. We do not have to spend the next few weeks in a panic about getting everything ready for Christmas. That's our choice. We can either be like the Pharisees today who said, "No, no, no, no. You must follow the rules, and then the rules can consume us." Or we can allow the blessing of the church's life to come into ours. And we can allow that true peace that we pray for in the divine liturgy, that true irini, that peace of God, not like the worldly peace. Worldly peace is what exists between Egypt and Israel. One person says one thing wrong and there's no more any peace. That's the worldly peace. The divine peace that we pray for in the divine liturgy, which is ours for the taking from God, is that peace in our hearts, that true, as we say in Greek, that true isihia, that quiet, restful peace in our hearts, where we don't have to worry about staring down at the ground, burdened and weighed down by all of the worldly objectives. So my brothers and sisters, here's my challenge. This is going to sound strange. Ignore the world and pay attention to the church. Open your scriptures every day. There's an appointed reading for every day. For those of you who are not working every morning, come to Divine Liturgy in the morning at 8 o'clock every day until Christmas. Forget about the world and you'll find yourself straightening up and being able to look at God instead of staring at the ground worrying, "Am I going to get everything finished?" What would be worse? Forgetting the cranberry sauce? Or forgetting to prepare our soul for Christmas? Let's focus on our soul, and there's always time for cranberry sauce. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.